org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Appreciate Andrew Hammond of the Z coming in and participating in the Jurassic World trivia contest. He had some struggles.
He tried.
Well, I mean, you haven't even seen... I can't believe you've never seen the original Jurassic Park.
I've never seen the complete movie of Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, I have it on Blu-ray. I'll let you borrow it. It's fantastic.
I've seen portions of it.
Okay. I want this for you.
I appreciate that. Maybe I'll spend some time and watch Jurassic Park.
There you go. If I could do anything in my life, if I could make a difference in anybody's life, that's it. Is to make sure the world
to watch Jurassic
yes,
Park.
Yes, exactly. But we got some other stuff to talk about and an evolution, if you will, when it comes to sales tax and that sort of landscape with sales tax. Supreme Court made a pretty. I don't know if we can really truly convey how big of a deal this is, especially for local governments.
Well, local and state governments, and really, it's just an evolution of how retail and how businesses change with the internet. And this was a decision that was overturning a 1992 decision that was called Quill versus North Dakota, that basically ruled that you had to have a physical nexus in a state in order to be able to collect sales tax. And the ruling that came out yesterday, it was a 5-4 decision, so it was a split court, but it said that states may collect sales tax on internet sales, whether there's a physical nexus or not. And when you look nationally, it's $3.7 billion of tax revenue is estimated that was not collected in 2017. So clearly from a revenue standpoint, both at the state and local level, this could have a dramatic impact on, I said traumatic, because it is dramatic and traumatic as far as what it can do for all of the states. And sales tax revenue, as we've heard lately in our budget discussions at the city, critical portion of our city budget is sales tax. And right now, the estimate I just saw for the first quarter of 2018, that 15.6% of retail sales are now done online.
And it's been increasing every year.
Increased 9.6% last quarter. I mean, annually it's
in
going
a quarter.
Up. No, not in quarter. Sorry, that was an annual increase. But 9.6% increase in retail sales online annually right now.
I think, and as I said at the beginning of the hour, I think every time that we get around Christmas season, because those sort of numbers and statistics are always broke down during Christmas season, Christmas shopping, and just every year that online shopping for Christmas shopping goes up every year.
Yeah, it's huge.
We do have a phone call. We'll go ahead and take it. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with myself and Trent Armbrust from Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you for saving us from radio chaos. But the other chaos is about this sales tax. You know, there's 10,000 different sales tax entities across America. And as a small eBay seller, if it's 66502, 66503 zip code that I have sending it out, or if it's 66535 over Pot County, you know, it's 9%, well, or whatever, and it could be in another 3 months, bridge addition a half a cent. It could be something different over here, the new library or something with extra. How do you know what the sales tax you're supposed to send in? And even if I'm only selling 5 or 6 items a day, if I only have 25 cents to send to one jurisdiction, it's going to cost me more than that to send it. You're going to send it in a check. You know, the county charges you extra if you use a debit card or credit card to make a payment on anything. It's just going to be absolute chaos. And how do they know if anybody admits that they sold anything in your tax district? It's unbelievable. Well, thank you so much for being there and discussing it.
Thank you. And that's really the big issue that has to come next is how are the states, and really this decision came as a result of Congress at the federal level not making a decision on how we're going to collect internet sales tax. And so if you look at the dissenting opinion on this vote on the Supreme Court decision, that was part of it, was that Congress needs to act, and we're going to need to streamline how we collect sales taxes. In each state right now, it's been turned over to the states, but there's still opportunity for Congress to take action to help make this a simple process and streamline that collection. And so you're exactly right. 10 to 12,000 taxing jurisdictions in the United States, very, very difficult for any retailer, large or small, to know exactly how to submit that. And so that's really the next step, is each state's got to go to work, and now Congress needs to look at themselves and say, how do we implement laws and regulations that make it so that everyone can not be overburdened with the collection of sales taxes through the internet? You know, if you look at the South Dakota, what they had proposed, which led to this lawsuit, South Dakota was saying that only retailers with $100,000 in annual sales or 200 transactions need to actually pay that sales tax coming into their state. So a lot of states are looking at, yeah, you need to meet a threshold so that the small sellers are not overburdened with having to figure out how to pay the sales tax to every jurisdiction.
Very good question. Appreciate that call. And apparently a Jurassic Park band mentioning chaos. That was obviously a reference to chaos theory, was what he's going off with that previous segment. So really appreciate that call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Brady Bowman here in studio with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Director of Economic Development, Trent Armbrust. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision Thursday that makes a pretty big decision on online purchases and sales tax. And Trent, as far as the timeline of this, is when we can maybe start seeing this at the local level. I mean, to me, it seems like, and you kind of explained it a little bit, there's a lot of steps and there's a lot to do before we even get to that point of being charged sales tax online.
Exactly. And that was a lot of the discussion yesterday, both phone calls and on and by email, of just, okay, what's the next step? You know, this decision's been handed out. What do we do? And that's been the discussion really at now the state level, but also how do the local jurisdictions, let's say the state collects the sales tax, how does the local jurisdictions get their portion of that sales tax collection? Or is the state only going to collect their portion and we're not going to require a local? I mean, all of those questions and decisions, I mean, that there's a lot of process and steps that need to be figured out now. You know, interesting part of this, you can show how things have evolved. Going into this decision, 19 of the 20 largest online retailers were collecting sales tax.
Already.
And so, you know, there's been incremental change over time. The big ones, you know, Amazon, they saw this coming. They've been collecting sales tax. So it's really now, how do we build the regulations in again to simplify it for the smaller sellers? Wayfair, Overstock, Newegg were the ones that were not collecting. And therefore, that was the brunt of this lawsuit that led to the Supreme Court decision. But yeah, the mechanisms to collect that and the mechanisms to disperse those sales tax to the local jurisdictions, we just don't have those answers right now.
So as far as Amazon, so I guess I need to look back at my past receipts a little more closely. So they have been doing sales tax, but has that been, where's that been distributed? Is that just
that's
been federal?
That's part of the question. Live, it should be going to the state.
Does the state know?
Yes, they know what's coming in.
Okay, so the state has been, so the state's been getting some sales tax,
right,
from,
but locally we're not getting anything.
Okay, and that's where this really right. is. It goes into play.
And I say we haven't been getting anything. There's been some trickles here and there, and we remind everyone that by state law you are supposed to declare what you purchase online and haven't paid sales tax on, and then remit that sales tax to the state. It's just not enforceable. So now the states need to come up with the mechanisms to actually collect that sales tax and be able to enforce it.
And does, for local governments to do that, do they need to do that with the state's involvement?
Yes, the state has, this all
they
has,
can't just do it themselves.
Right. This is going to require state involvement.
And therein lies the,
therein lies yeah. the discussions we're about to have with the state of Kansas. And in each state, this is not going to happen quickly. Each state is going to have to work through this issue by themselves, but then collectively. And that's why really a lot of people have pushed that Congress needs to act. Instead of having 40, right now they're talking about 40 states collecting sales tax. Instead of having 40 different rules, let's have one rule or policy for the whole United States.
Because when it comes to the local side of it, I mean, that is really where it gets tricky, because Amazon with the state sales tax, that's a little more simple as far as, you know, you have a state sales tax rate. Amazon knows what that is. They can
exactly.
put that in. But you have all sorts of different sales
right.
tax rates.
And just look at even inside Manhattan, we
right.
have transportation development districts. We have we have different sales tax districts just within the city of Manhattan. So yes, very complicated. A lot of, I mean, we say 10,000 to 12,000 taxing jurisdictions, and then within each jurisdiction, there's different tax rates. This is not a simple problem.
And really, it just kind of shows you maybe just where we've just been behind on this.
We haven't evolved with the way technology has changed retail sales and people's behaviors. And I think while there are a lot of obstacles to get there, we need to remind ourselves of the big picture, which is we're now going to start collecting revenue that should have been collected all along. This is not a new tax. This was a tax that was supposed to be collected this entire period, has not been collected, and is now going to be collected again, and will hopefully help with some of our government funding issues that have arisen, especially in the state of Kansas, and now we're seeing locally.
Let's go ahead and take a break. I believe we have Ron Beard that's going to be on the phone with us on the other side, Sam. All right, good. So on the other side of your break, we'll have City Manager of Manhattan, Ron Beard, will join the discussion with myself and Trent Armbrust, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. More in Focus coming up.